Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. More courtroom observations I still have to share with you, but of course we'll take your calls about whatever you want. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
We go to the phones and to the fun. Evan's listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray. Hey, Evan.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I still have a bit porn a lot, which I totally love, but I was talking with my friend a couple of days ago about the economics behind it, and one thing that came up is Bitcoin good money in a long-term free society? A man smarter than me said that basically in order for something to become money and how money evolved is it has to have a use value. So like gold wasn't everyone in the community coming together and deciding, but, you know, kings and women or whomever liked it for religious or psychic reasons. And then because of a use value, then you pyramid on top of that the exchange value. Or another example, contemporary, would be cigarettes in prison. It's not like the prisoners decided they needed money first. What happened first was people smoked, and they realized that instead of, you know, doing bartering for everything, like cigarettes is something that lasts a relatively long time.
Right, and the value was there, and so therefore
correct,
the currency evolved naturally.
Correct, and you could even talk about things like fiat. The value of fiat today is that it prevents people from pointing guns in my face, right, the state. But if the state disappeared tomorrow, and there's historical examples where states disappear, does the fiat of the states, the exchange value tends to collapse, right? Mm. The use value is not there. There's no more government agents that I have to be afraid of. So there's no more need. The exchange value can't be, you know, be on the base of use value. And cigarettes in a prison, if you can imagine a prison that everyone spontaneously stopped smoking, probably the value of the exchange value of cigarettes would depreciate very rapidly. So
good
Bitcoin,
point.
Like, it seems that there's no end demand for Bitcoin. It doesn't have to be everyone. Even with gold, even if only 2% of all gold is used for jewelry and electronics, at least it's there. And then the 98% of exchange value is supported by at least a non-zero amount of people who are using it for something other than exchange. So I'm wondering, Bitcoin in a free society, almost ironically, does the value of Bitcoin depend on having the use value in it? The existence of the state gives Bitcoin its use value because you can use it for transactions to avoid the state, you know, be it Silk Road or wherever. And so let's say the state went away, you really wouldn't need to use Bitcoin to evade the state because it's not there. Do you understand? It's kind of a very specific, like,
offshore. I don't think most people are using Bitcoins to evade the state.
Well, to evade, if not the state via Silk Road, to evade the state's aggression via inflation tax and stuff like that.
I don't think that's, I mean, just speaking from pure speculation, I don't think the average Bitcoiner is using Bitcoins to avoid inflation or using Bitcoins to stick it to the state. I think they're using Bitcoins, well, obviously there are a bunch of different reasons, but because they're convenient, because they work, and because they're something that's unique and different and exciting. I mean, I think we can ask each person. Johnny Ray, I mean, obviously, we're liberty-minded, so one of our reasons is going to be, yeah, we get to avoid the whole state fiat currency system, and that's valuable to us.
I'm buying Bitcoins almost wholly based on my fears of inflation of the dollar.
Sure, but we're of that liberty mindset, and I don't know if the average Bitcoiner is necessarily even aware of those.
Bitcoins are described as a cryptocurrency. They are secure.
How many of the people on they're secure? That's important. How many of the people on Silk Road? You know, this might be an interesting question to just kind of ask in the Bitcoin communities out there. How many of the people on the Silk Road, which is a way that people can purchase black market products like drugs online and anonymously with the Bitcoin, how many of them care about fiat? How many of them care about inflation?
But,
they don't. They just want to get some drugs.
But similar to cigarettes in prison, you could say that you and 99% of all other people you know, let's say we're on a prison together with all our friends or whatever, are using the cigarettes, and we don't really smoke. We don't have a use for the smoking. But at least there are some people out there that the ultimate demand, the ultimate non-exchange demand exists. There is some ultimate use value for cigarettes. There's at least one. If there's even one smoker in a prison, even if we don't even know him, it doesn't matter. As long as there's some use demand, you know. So
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? So.
Well, as Johnny Ray pointed out, the Bitcoin is secure, but it's also something that's it's worldwide. So you don't have to deal with currency translations or transactions. You can send payments instantaneously, unlike gold and silver. And so it's a really useful currency outside of the fact that it helps you avoid inflation. It protects, you know, you against the federal government raiding your account. These are all benefits that are appreciated by people of a liberty-oriented mindset. But for people who are just looking for a convenient currency, it's that too. And if it weren't convenient, and it's more convenient now than it was in the beginning when the Bitcoin client was more clunky, it, you know, wasn't as easy to use. As it's become more convenient, its value will increase. As more people use it, it is also more valuable as well. And so I don't feel like the average person concerns themselves with these matters. Of course, then again, the average person isn't into Bitcoin yet, but as far as the average Bitcoiner is concerned, I think that they're using it for different reasons.
Furthermore, Evan, one more thing, and this is not a complete refutation of what you were saying. Wampum was used as a currency by the colonists to trade with the Indians in the back in the old days.
What is wampum?
Wampum was shells.
Okay.
Shells, sacred shell beads of the eastern woodlands tribes of the indigenous people of North America. So it had an ornamental value, but
right.
That's all.
But I mean, the ornamental value was still everything that involves is natural money has at least a value other than the pure exchange value. The ornamental value, use value for gold, wampum is very similar to gold. They please their gods by owning shells, whereas ancient whomever, Egyptians thought that their god wanted them to have gold or whatever the mystical reasons were for people being attracted to gold. But at least there was a non-exchange value there for at least some people. And again, I'm not trying to bash Bitcoin because technically even if, and this isn't my argument, I'm kind of actually on the side of this, but even if the worst case scenario that the Bitcoin solely has value that's pyramided on the use value of avoiding the state, that's a perfect hedge, especially for people who don't particularly like interacting with the state. Like, that's a good problem to have. Oh my God, all my Bitcoins are reduced to a value to zero because there are no more states anymore and there's no people out there revolting.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Even if it did, that's a great problem to have. Oh no, there's no more state, so Bitcoin's worthless.
I get where you're coming from, but if anything, without the state, more people would probably use Bitcoin because, as you said, those other currencies would collapse likely, or they.
I do tend to think it would be more similar to Bitcoin technology, but it would ultimately be backed by, let's say, gold or something that had industrial value, like a rare earth something. So even if only 1% of people trading in these electronic accounts backed by neodyme or whatever.
I'm not telling you that's not possible. It certainly is. It certainly is possible, and maybe that's something that you could do: is create a currency that is somehow electronic, but also backed by value or what you consider as value. I consider Bitcoin to be valuable for the reasons that we've specified here, because it's a brilliant currency that manages to avoid a lot of the pitfalls of the currencies that we've known up to this point. And Bitcoin wins because they did it first and they did it best. There are other competing currencies out there. I think Litecoin is one of them. There are, several competing cryptocurrencies that are trying to take Bitcoin's crown. Maybe one of them will someday. Maybe Bitcoin will go down in value because a better electronic currency comes along. Thankfully, Bitcoin is continually being developed. There's always new changes coming along to it. It's an open source project, so hopefully that won't occur. But, there's real value in being to market first with a unique proposition that the marketplace finds useful, and that's Bitcoin. They made it. They did it, and they're continuing to do it. And I don't see that being a problem.
And just so you don't think I'm too hostile towards Bitcoin, which I'm not. It's like the joke about if you're swimming in the ocean and there's a shark, you don't have to swim faster than the shark. You just have to swim faster than the people you're with. Then Bitcoin clearly, even if it's not perfect money based on my what I'm pointing out might be a potential flaw, it clearly is leaps and bounds ahead of fiat, and arguably possibly leaps and bounds ahead of gold. Where
and the market, it seems like the market agrees with you because, you look at the price of the Bitcoin, over 13 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin now as the most valuable currency in the world. That's the market saying, hey, this thing is valuable and more so than anything else at this time. But of course, time does change things. Thanks for the call, Evan. Appreciate the call. We're coming up.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Aww.
Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of these airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And don't forget, you can also get on the phones here at 855-450-FREE. Was telling you in the last hour about court today, where I actually won a case. Happens every now and then. And you'll never win a case if you take a plea deal. And that's kind of the general overarching message of what we were talking about in the last hour, is that if people stop taking plea deals, then we can see the system change without actually having to go through legislative processes. If there were enough people willing to refuse to pay a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or a cannabis ticket or whatever it is they've been hit with, then the state will be overloaded with cases. They won't be able to handle it all, because right now what they're used to, and this, you know, these prosecutors in this, in the case that I was in today, there wasn't a single real attorney on the state side all day long that I could tell. They had police prosecutors in there, police officers whose job it is to be glorified plea deal takers. They come in there as though they're a prosecutor, and they appear to be, you know, the prosecutor in the case. But all they're really doing is offering plea deals to people. And that's most all what went on today. There was a handful of folks that, you know, decided to go with not guilty, and good on them. Unfortunately, a couple of them were, like, simple assaults. So of all the people that, there was like two simple assaults all morning long, and most everybody else was alcohol, cannabis, or driving related, and almost all of them took a plea deal. And then, of course, they were issued multiple hundreds of dollar fines, the $434 for cannabis, which actually used to be $420, but then they raised the fee a little bit, so it's no longer $420. And so just case after case after case of people being issued hundreds and hundreds of dollar fines, and, of course, most of them are poor.
So you never saw the prosecutor? I mean, you wouldn't have in your case anyway, but...
Well, the state trooper who was there prosecuting people asked me to come out and talk to him. Of course, I brought my camera out with me, and I said, I'll be recording this. And he said, do you want to talk to me? And I'm like, no, we don't really have anything to talk about. And then he went back in. So, I mean, he wanted to ask me if I... He didn't actually come out and offer me a plea deal. But normally that's what happens.
I've been to that courthouse, and when I was there... When I was there, I talked to the prosecutor who was this. And this goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour about people who work for the state and do bad things for the state who are not in and of themselves bad people.
Right.
This guy, he was from Roanoke, Virginia. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. So we kind of had sort of an amity between us, and I really enjoyed talking to him. He had a rumpled suit, and he was kind of reminded me of Matlock a little bit. He was a little bit younger, of course. And that's all I got to say about that.
So you feel like he was the actual an actual attorney?
Yes, he was.
Because I didn't see any evidence that any of the people in the prosecutorial roles today in this courthouse were actual attorneys. Didn't see that. There was one guy who was a cop who was dressed in a suit, but, you know, when his suit kind of flashed open a little bit, you could see his badge on his belt. So he was not an attorney. And anyway, they went after people as they normally do, and there was a couple of notable occurrences that happened in the courtroom. One of the side effects of charging a liberty activist up here from the Keene area with anything in any court is that when the activists show up, we bring don't take a plea deal flyers.
Uh-huh.
So we turn what is normally a somber court hearing where everyone's very quiet into a hearing where there's outreach going on. And I, you know, pulled out a stack of plea deal flyers out in the lobby where people were waiting to go to court, handed them out. Probably about 75% of the people in the court lobby took them from me. And then I proceeded to hand when I went into the courtroom, there was already some people in there, so I handed some out in the courtroom itself. And, you know, that was cool. One guy actually saw me, you know, offering him, when I was offering it to him, he was like, oh, yeah, I definitely want one of those. He said, I saw the title and immediately knew I wanted that. And that very same guy, at about 2.5 hours into the hearings, they took a recess. The judge left the room. And at that point, the clerk addressed this guy and said, Mr. So-and-so, you know, you just need to pay the $75. And he said, well, or she said, like I told you before, you just need to pay the $75 at the window. You don't need to be here. And he said, you didn't tell me that before. So the dude was just sitting there for over two hours for no reason whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, as he was leaving the courtroom, he took a moment to stop and shake my hand, and he said something to the effect of that he really appreciates the work that we're doing.
Yeah.
With the Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach. Because we're opening people's minds to new ideas, things they don't normally consider. And they don't want you to consider these ideas because they're very dangerous to the state.
Yeah, when I was prosecuted for drinking a Budweiser in Central Square, after my trial, the police officer who was testifying against me, he shook my hand. It was beautiful. I loved it.
What did he say to you?
I don't remember.
It was something positive, though, presumably. He was shaking your hand.
Yep.
This guy wasn't a cop. He was just one of the audience members, one of the people that was being abused by the state. Most people were pretty friendly towards us that were in there. One of the court officers, actually, one of the security officers, actually asked for a copy of the flyer so he could check it out. He said he was interested in learning more. I had a cop take one from me as well while I was in there. And I consider those, you know, good things. You know, get the information into their hands, too. Let them know what's going on here. But at one point, that same court security officer asked me to not hand them out in the courtroom. And I said, well, you can ask. At that point, I had already finished. I didn't have any more to hand out in the courtroom. I'd already done that. But they love to tell you things to do. They love to tell you little things to try to control you. So, like, I had my camera and my tripod, and I had put it, like, I was sitting on the outer edge of one of the pews near the aisle, and I had stood the tripod and the camera on the side of the pew that was in front of me, and he asked me to move that in front of me instead of, like, on the side of the pew because people could trip over it or something like that. And I told him, I'll move it here in front of my bag on the side of my pew. And, you know, so I didn't actually move it exactly where he wanted me to move it, but he just wanted to tell me to do something. They're into doing that sort of thing. So there was those interactions, generally positive response from people, and I think I've pretty much told the whole story at this point. And I have a question online from Hootsuite, or from Facebook specifically. Trevor Willis says, today is my lucky day. Jury duty. Jury nullification? How should I go about this, Ian? I can't call in because I'm at work. So he's gotten a notice. You know, they're telling him that he's got to show up. You have been selected as a potential juror. We were talking about the draft earlier tonight. Well, guess what? The draft is still here. It's still with us. It's just a draft for jury duty. It's not as life-threatening as a draft for the military, but it is a draft. You are plucked away from your life. You are told that if you don't show up at this time, at this place, and do as we say, then we could hurt you. And they can. They have, you know, gone after people for not showing up for jury duty before. So that jury duty notice comes with an implicit threat as well.
And you can't just go in and easily sabotage the whole thing. If you hang the jury, they're well able to retry it.
Let's talk about what you can do or what you could possibly do in the case of being called into jury duty. More coming up. You take control at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And those website features include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, don't you worry about that. They're all there for you. Almost all of them. We're going back for years. You can get free archives all over at freetalklive.com. Last 7 days' worth are easy to access right at the top of the website. If you want to go back further than that, it's no problem. Just click over into the archive section, and you will have access to years' worth of the show. Plus, on our SoundCloud page, you can not only get those years' worth of Free Talk Live, but you can also get access to the Edgington Post, which is something that Mark does in his free time, where he does an interview series with various different interesting personalities.
I hate going to a website. I'm looking for a podcast on something that interests me. And I have to, and I can't just get the MP3. I have to subscribe to iTunes or something.
Oh yeah,
to get
no,
it.
You can totally just get the MP3 through our site. That's no problem. I mean, you can subscribe through iTunes as well if you want to subscribe to the podcast. But yeah, direct download is not a problem over at freetalklive.com. You can click into our SoundCloud page by going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com or on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. It's under Listen and Share. Just look for the SoundCloud link there. And when you're on SoundCloud, every one of our episodes has a Share button on them, which makes it easy for you to hit Share and then click and share it on Facebook, Twitter, a variety of other social networking, bookmarking websites. All of it, of course, is free, as a good talk show website should be. freetalklive.com. Hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think like you do, people that love freedom and who are willing to do something about it, like we've been talking about, you know, taking a simple traffic ticket to court, clogging the system, and in the case of my case today, winning because the case was dismissed. I got to put win in quotes because I still spent hours of my time to get that win, but the point is, putting the effort in resulted in the case being dismissed down the line. That doesn't always happen. Most of the time you're going to lose. But you lose anyway when you take the plea deal. So why not make the state go through a bunch of, you know, hoops? Make them earn that win. Make them spend more money on your case than they would get in the fee or the fine if you actually paid the fine, which, of course, if I actually had gone to trial and had been found guilty, I would have refused to pay the fine. Now, I could possibly pay, I would have offered maybe to pay the fine to a local charity. I got no problem doing that because I would normally do that anyway. It's that time of year. It's the holiday season. Good time to cut a check to a charity. Alternately, you can sit it off, and if you're in New Hampshire, you can sit it off in the fine, $50 a day in jail. So I can just go and sit in jail for a few days, take a little vacation, and then pay the fine that way. Or you can do community service. So I will not pay money to the state, and I let them know that. And if enough people start doing that, they're going to have a real tough time enforcing stupid stuff like, you know, speeding tickets and cannabis and alcohol violations.
Yeah, free state project. I feel like we're in a real unique position in human history. The kind of freedom that I want, I think, is inevitable.
I agree.
Socialism is it's a pretty thoroughly discredited idea. I don't think it's going to last. But we're in a time where if we work for it, we can have that for ourselves and not just imagine it for generations ahead of us.
Well, that's one of the things that liberty-minded folks have been great at, is imagining and talking about their ideas. But the doing has been lacking. And it's hard to do when you don't have people around with which you can do things. So having the people makes doing more possible. I was just at a cop block meeting tonight. You were there, too, to some extent. You kind of were sleepy, though. And we were... But actually, I don't think you were there for the meeting. You were just on the couch and we showed up. But we're talking about various different projects that, you know, are outreach related, reaching out to college students, doing cop blocking on the streets, having a Know Your Rights presentation, coming up with new outreach materials, doing Robin Hooding, which means saving people from getting parking tickets. And so we've got all kinds of irons in the fire, things that are happening. And this never would have been possible where I'm from in Sarasota, Florida. Just wouldn't have been possible. And nor would it have been worthwhile had I had the same amount of people interested in doing real activism down there. And I didn't. But had I had that number of people, the same number that we have here, our impact would have been less. We would not have been able to make as much of a difference because numbers matter.
Uh-huh.
So go to freestateproject.org. You can't do it soon enough. Freestateproject.org. The sooner we can get as many people to New Hampshire as possible who love liberty and who are willing to work towards more of it, the more effective we'll all be at this project. And I think that eventually the effectiveness will increase as the status become more frustrated. Because the more liberty-minded people move here, the more active the liberty-minded people get, the more fruitless the efforts of the status will be, the more frustrated they will become, and eventually the status will just decide, we'll go to New York. Let's get out of here. There's no future for controlling others here. There's too many people moving in that are too active. We can't have the same effect that we used to. People are just taking tickets, parking tickets to trial. The whole system's coming down around us. And I can see that happening. Can't you? I mean, if you were a statist, would you want to deal with this stuff?
Certainly not.
I mean, if you were a prosecutor, would you actually want to have to prosecute a case? I mean, when you're used to just taking plea deals all day long, day in and day out, you haven't prosecuted a case in months, all of a sudden these liberty people come in and start taking parking tickets to trial?
Nobody wants to work for their money.
Certainly not government bureaucrats, when they can get paid for not having to work and just do plea deals. So it's going to get more frustrating for them. We're already having amazing wins politically, civil disobedience-wise, media outreach. I mean, there's just so much to do here, and we're just barely getting started. Take your time. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more, and come out to the Liberty Forum. It's happening in February, late February, the 21st through the 24th. And I am looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite events every single year.
I've never been.
I hope you can afford to get out to it, Johnny Ray, because it's a lot of fun. And I consider it a very affordable event. There was somebody on the phone with us last night, Doug, who has been to Porkfest, but has never been to the Liberty Forum. And he was talking about maybe not being able to afford it. Now, look, go to the Free State Project's website, post on the forum there, and ask for roommates at the Liberty Forum. You can share a room with, you know, three other people comfortably. And split that cost of the hotel room by fourths. And then also split the cost, you know, the actual attending the forum is not that expensive either. You can get a ticket for like $100.
Where's it going to be?
at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
It's a pretty fancy hotel. Like, the rooms are nice. It's a nice hotel. And it's not going to cost you a lot, because hotel rooms in New Hampshire during the wintertime don't exactly cost very much.
Makes sense.
Not the best tourist time of the year. So, again, go to freestateproject.org and go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about that event in particular. And from what I understand, some new announcements are coming soon as far as speeches. Jeffrey Tucker is going to be there, by the way. He's one of the speakers. I believe Tom Woods, I think, is the keynote.
Tom Woods would be a big draw.
Yeah. So
Peter Schiff was in last year. That's what I really wanted to see Peter Schiff.
So they usually have big names, you know, Liberty and the Liberty community for people to come and see. But for me, the reason to go is to, well, obviously we're going to do the show there. We're going to be live. But also to just to connect with people and to meet people who are maybe considering a move to New Hampshire. It's a great event to come to feel, to get a vibe for what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who think like you do. So again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're talking about jury nullification. One of our listeners, Trevor on Facebook, Trevor Willis, he says, you know, what should he do? He's got this notice saying that he's got to go to court, that he's been called for jury duty. And this is something that a liberty-minded person should relish. A lot of people, when they hear about jury duty, they don't want to do it. They want to come up with a reason why they can't be there. Oh, I've got to work. Oh, I've got something else, you know, something else is on my schedule. I can't come to this. And I understand. I mean, who really wants to go to jury duty? You don't get paid very much. And you have to blow an entire day's worth of your time, maybe even more than that, depending on how long the trial lasts. It could be weeks. Yeah, your average trial probably didn't last that long, but it's inconvenient. But it's an opportunity to save somebody. And that's how you should really approach this. Get some more suggestions as to how to handle jury duty as a liberty-oriented person, somebody who is coming in with the intention to do the right thing. 855-450-FREE. You can also share with us your experiences with jury duty if you would like, or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here for you. 855-450-FREE. Precious moments remain, just enough time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. You can bring up anything. It doesn't have to be about jury duty. That is the topic at hand at the moment. 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And so, Johnny Ray, what's your story with jury duty? Have you ever sat on a jury?
No, I have not.
I haven't either. And it's not for lack of trying. I had been summoned back when I was in Florida. I've not been summoned in New Hampshire, and I certainly wouldn't make it on a jury here because they know who I am, and they would kick me off in a heartbeat if I ever got the summons in the first place.
I'm not registered to vote in New Hampshire.
Are you registered to drive?
Yes.
You could be summoned. In New Hampshire, they pull from both locations, from what I understand. So we've got a message here on Facebook from a listener. He's got a notice about jury duty. He's wondering, what does he do? Well, first of all, this isn't legal advice. I'm not an attorney. But I do know a little bit about jury selection processes, and they're all different in every state. Even from courthouse to courthouse, they may differ slightly. Basically, you're going to go in there. You're going to go in with a group of, it depends on the size of the county and the size of the region or whatever. But you're going to go in with probably dozens, if not over 100 other human beings who have also been summoned. And they will give you a form of some sort, some kind of a questionnaire. And I have observed these questionnaires. I filled one out when I was in Florida, and when I was in a criminal case here as a defendant, I got to look at the questionnaires because the defendant or the attorney for the defendant gets to examine these if they like. So your answers are not private on these forms. Anyway, the forms will proceed to ask you questions regarding your name, your address, how long you've lived at that address, what it is, you know, what groups you might belong to as far as memberships are concerned. And these are ways for the court personnel to get some idea of who you are and get some clue for the attorneys to know who they want and who they don't want on a jury. Some of the other questions that are asked are regarding, you know, whether or not you might have a relative who's in law enforcement, or, you know, are you in law enforcement? Do you work for, do you know someone who works for law enforcement? This is a relevant question because you could be biased towards law enforcement in that way. Those are one of the standard questions up here. It's probably pretty standard across the country, but again, I can't say for sure what's on your local jury form. The Fully Informed Jury Association is a great resource for this process. You can go to FIJA.org, FIJA, FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association.org. They will tell you more about the jury selection process and how to conceal your beliefs without being dishonest. Because the idea is, if you love liberty, you don't want the court to know that. You don't want them to realize that you are a threat to the system, and they, you know, you don't want them to figure out to get you off that jury. You want to be able to get on the jury. Unlike the average person who comes to court, they don't want to get on a jury, most of them. They want to go home. But we want to get on the jury. And the reason is because the juries, in a lot of cases, are cases that involve no victim. Frequently drug cases, for instance. And there is that possibility you may be on some kind of a victim case where maybe there's a murder and you're actually dealing with a real criminal, in which case I would not recommend you use jury nullification in that case. But if you're on the case of someone who is an innocent person who's never harmed another human being, if the person's accused of selling drugs or possessing drugs or whatever, some sort of non-crime, if you think the law itself is bad, you have the right to acquit. You have the right to vote not guilty, based on your own conscience, based on what you think about the law. And it doesn't matter what the judge tells you. And they'll tell you all kinds of things. They'll tell you that, Johnny Ray, you're going to have to vote as the law says. You're going to have to apply the law and the facts as they've been presented in this case and determine whether or not the law was violated. And that's what they tell people, but it's not the whole truth. Yeah, you can judge the facts in the case. Yeah, sure, you can do that. But if you think the law itself is crap, you can just ignore all the facts. If you think, as I do, that the drug war is a terrible scourge against humanity, and you're sitting on the case of somebody who is accused of selling cannabis, and they caught him red-handed with 20 pounds of it, and so it's, you know, all the evidence is there, by the law, he's guilty, but he didn't hurt anybody, he just sold some pot. And if you're like me, and you want to see an end to the war on drugs, you can end the war right there for that guy, and you can come back with a not guilty. And if you're able to convince the rest of the jury to do the same thing, then that guy won't ever be tried again on that charge. If you get a hung jury, there's a chance they'll try him again, but at least you've hung the jury, and at least at that point there's a chance they won't try him a second time. If juries keep hanging, at some point they're going to give up. So one person on a jury can prevent someone from going to a cage. You have that level of power over another human's life. You can use that for good as a juror. That's a huge opportunity. So why would anyone who cares about freedom want to go home? Why would anyone want to not spend their time on a jury like that? But how do you get on? How do you get past the screening process? Well, a fully informed jury association recommends that you quit the organizations to which you belong.
Uh-huh.
Because they'll ask you the question of what organizations do you belong to on the questionnaire. And if you have quit all the organizations, then you're not perjuring yourself by leaving it blank. Or only mentioning the homeless shelter or something like that. You know, something that's community-oriented that you're involved in.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you're worried about perjuring yourself, and that's a legitimate concern, then that's one way that you can do it. You can just kind of quit the organizations that you're a part of. Or you could just say you forgot. I don't recall. Or just, you know, only list the ones that are not offensive. I don't think you're under an obligation to list all of them. It's probably something, there's probably some statement at the bottom of the form like, I've filled this out to the best of my ability. You could probably use the I don't recall line, like politicians and cops like to do when they're on the stand. I don't recall. What organizations of which are you a member? I don't recall. And that could be a true statement. You may not recall. You may have a haze that surrounds the memory of the organizations that you're a member of while you're in a courtroom. It can be a very confusing place to be in a courtroom. You know, there's a lot of scary things that go on there. I can't blame anybody for not remembering details like that. So, you know, you figure out how to handle that. But if you want to get on a jury, they can't know what your political beliefs are. They can't just dismiss you out of hand. Because they do have these peremptory challenges when you're selecting a jury during the voir dire process. Each attorney, each side, has the ability to just throw somebody out. So if I don't like the way you look, Johnny Ray, I can throw you off my jury. If I don't like
sensible.
If I don't like somebody's job, I can throw them off jury. Like when I was in my trial, One of the jurors was the IT director for the city of Keene. See you later.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't get on. And anybody that was like a teacher, I don't want them on my jury either. Anybody working for the state, I don't want them on my juries. But, of course, the prosecutor gets to do the same thing. So if the prosecutor sees that somebody's on the jury who's, you know, works for Free Talk Live or whatever, you know, some obviously liberty-oriented thing that they don't want to get on the jury, you'd be kicked off. So you have to be careful with how you fill those forms out. You don't want to perjure yourself, but at the same time, you don't want to let it be known what your beliefs are. Once you can get past that process, you're pretty much good to go.
Now let me jump in here for a second, yeah. Ian. If you go to, what was the name of the individual asking this question?
Trevor,
or anybody else interested in this topic, if you go to freekeen.com, go to the search box and look up, I think I looked up Rastafarian. Let's see, filed under issues, National New Hampshire News Update, Victimless Crimes. Yeah, I looked up Rastafarian, and I found the story from when the Rastafarian was let. He won his case. His case was dismissed.
He was found not guilty by a jury.
A Free State Project participant was on the jury, and that will give you a link to that show where mm-hmm. she called in and explained everything.
It's a great interview. She really got into detail about how that process worked and how she was able to swing that jury to not guilty.
Yep, and there's a written statement from her also at freestate.com.
And she's an early mover for the Free State Project. Her name's Kathleen. Really nice lady. One of the earliest movers, actually. And she's an older lady, too. A lot of Free State Project participants are kind of in their, you know, 20s, 30s, and 40s. She's a little bit older, I think, maybe early 50s. And so she, you know, she got right onto that jury. I mean, she had that jury look to her. She doesn't look like an activist, you know. She doesn't have any kind of criminal history or anything like that that would get somebody like me flagged. And that's why we're right back around to the Free State Project and why it's so important to have numbers. If you've got enough activists in any given area, there's a good chance somebody's going to get on a jury. And that means that somebody could have their life saved by not having to go to prison for 7 years for, in this guy's case, growing some cannabis plants. So go to fija.org to learn more, fija.org. Great website, great organization. Johnny Ray, thanks for coming in tonight.
It was my pleasure.
We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.